Tell me about your job at J. Cole and what do you do there?
So I've been at J. Cole for 2 years now. I started off just as a sales associate. I was just working out on the floor, helping customers with shoe sizes, clothing, just whatever they needed. Now I am sort of like an assistant manager in a way, a team lead, I guess. I re-merchandise. I've started reorganizing the clothes, color coordinating them, making them look nice, reorganizing the shelves, just trying to make everything look less cluttered and make everything have a space. I have helped out with inventory. It's a vigorous process, but my bosses trust me enough to do it, and I just kind of help the manager out if she needs anything, and sometimes I ship out online orders, those type of things.
Okay. What is one of your favorite experiences from working at J. Cole so far?
One of my favorite experiences, I would say, is probably bid day. It's really fun.
Okay, and what is bid day, and what does bid day mean to you?
So bid day is basically when girls go to big universities and they do the rush week for the sororities. Bid day is when they get whichever house they're in, like their bid, whatever. And to me, bid day is really fun. So we usually carpool when we go down to our Stillwater store. So, one of the girls that used to work with us named Brooke, she picked me up. We had a lot of fun in the car. We did a little bit of karaoke, just talked, got to know each other a little bit more. And then once we got there, the list of which houses the girls were in had already come out. So we started doing the baskets and building them, putting them all together. Our bosses ordered us pizza, so we ate that. We stayed up pretty late, we were there all night, so we stayed up. And we sort of re-merchandised the store, like, gave all of our extra sorority things a place from bid day. And then once it got to the early hours of the morning, everybody was starting to get delirious, and it was just really funny.
Okay, so that's what bid day means to you. What does bid day mean to the receiving side, the girls that are getting the baskets?
So the receiving side, a lot of them, they get them as gifts, so they might not know they're getting them. So whenever we deliver them. So whenever they get to their house the next day, it's sort of like a welcome home gift, just all their little sorority goodies in a little basket for them.
It's a fun little thing. Okay, and who is involved in bid day? Can any employee at J. Cole do this, or is there a requirement?
Usually the owners of J. Cole, they ask their most trusted employees that have been there for over a year, I would say.
What are the steps of putting together each basket?
So, it really depends on which kind of basket. So, typically there's 4 different types of baskets, and usually the cheapest one is about $75 to $100, and the most expensive one is about $375. The smallest one usually has just like a t-shirt and a little sorority button and like a keychain. So we just put those few things in like a little cellophane bag, tie a cute bow on it. Usually their parents will write them a note, so we put that in there, make it look all cute. As the baskets get more expensive, you can get these little jelly bags to go in there, so all the things that come in the more expensive ones can go in the basket, so it makes it look cuter in the bag. Usually whenever assembling it, we just try to make it look as cute as possible. Just put the bigger things in first and make sure the bow is tied nice and tight and super cute. Okay, and then how do the girls get the baskets? So at about 7 a.m. the next morning on bid day, we usually, the people that stay, there's like at least three separate cars. So we just kind of split up and take whichever sororities to the house and take them in there. We see most of the like older sorority girls there. They're like waking up, eating breakfast. They compliment the basket, say that they're so cute, and we just kind of talk for a few minutes.
Okay, and overall, how was your experience doing this, and would you do it again?
I would say I've done it 2 years now. So overall, I've had a fun experience doing this. It's always a good little bonding moment for me and my coworkers and my bosses especially. It's always fun and funny to see people outside of work. And I would definitely do it again.
Okay, and then just to recap with everything, could you just give me a simple what you do from the time that you leave the Tulsa Stillwater, or the Tulsa J. Cole, and then to the time that you deliver the baskets?
Yes, okay, so leaving Tulsa J. Cole, we obviously drive to Stillwater. We get to the Stillwater store, and the past 2 years that I've done it, whenever we got there, the list has already come out, so people have already started making the baskets. So the names, there's like a list, and the names are all sorted into which house, and then it kind of gets separated, like, in the big store. There's, like, each sorority in a little section. And it's typically, like, two people per sorority. So, we just build the baskets, you know. And then, yeah, we eat. There's always, we've gotten pizza the last 2 years. So we eat, and then they go through, and they always like double and triple check the baskets just to make sure everybody either got what they needed, or if we ran out of something, they got a gift card so that they could come back and get something else, or we could order whatever they needed. So they just make sure that everything's in the baskets, and then we tie the bows on them. And then we just kind of set them to the side while we reorganize the store, fix all the shelves, all the clothes, just kind of reorganize, re-merchandise everything, and all of the extra sorority, like, shirts, keychains, necklaces, like, just all the extra things that we have, we set out so that the girls the next day at the Stillwater store, like, they can go in and buy, like, any extra things they wanted or whatever. And then we deliver them the next morning.
Okay.